Even at a distance, this difference becomes apparent in the irregular outlines of the forest, as here a dome-shaped crown, there a pointed pyramid, rises above the broad flat masses of green in ever-varying succession. On approaching, differences of colour are added to irregularities of form, for while our forests are destitute of the ornament of flowers, many tropical trees have large blossoms, mixing in thick bunches with the leaves, and often entirely overpowering the verdure of the foliage by their gaudy tints. Thus, splendid white, yellow, and red-coloured crowns are mingled with those of darker or more humble hue. When at length, on entering the forest, the single leaves become distinguishable, even the last traces of harmony disappear. Here they are delicately feathered, there lobed, here narrow, there broad, here pointed, there obtuse, here lustrous and fleshy, as if in the full luxuriance of youth, there dark and arid, as if decayed with age. As the wind plays with the foliage, it appears now silvery, now dark green, now of a lively, now of a sombre hue. Variety of vegetation is characteristic of all tropical countries, but nowhere are the varieties so wonderfully brought together as on the Mexican plateau. There the vegetation rises in successive zones from the base of the mountains to heights unparalleled in any other part of the world. It is literally true that the inhabitants, without leaving their native land, may view the vegetable forms of every country on the globe and pluck nearly every fruit that is found between the equator and the Arctic Circle.